Another paper published in Science is likely to force changes in computer models used to predict how global warming will affect glaciers. This study is the work of a team of geologists that studies glaciers from the bottom up. NPR's John Nielsen has more.
Neil Iverson, a geologist at Iowa State University, spends his summers digging through the ice at the bottom of a 700-foot-thick glacier in the mountains of Norway. It's long been known that glaciers of this sort are very wet and mushy on the bottom. So why don't they just slide off the mountain?
What holds the ice back? What balances the force of gravity so that the ice doesn't catastrophically accelerate? That's really what the study of glacier sliding is all about.
Glaciologists have long assumed that it's the bumpiness of mountain slopes that keeps those frozen rivers where they are. Iverson's been looking for proof of that since the early 1990s, when he first led a team of scientists into what is now known as the Svartisen Geological Observatory.
It's a whole system of large tunnels beneath this ice cap, and the Norwegians have excavated these tunnels so that they can trap subglacial water for hydropower generation.
It's not much fun to work at the bottom of a glacier. There's never any sunlight. The humidity is always 100%, and the temperature is never more than 35 degrees Fahrenheit. Iverson says it's also fairly easy to hurt yourself while blasting scalding water into walls of ice.
Boulders sometimes melt out of the ice and come crashing down, and so it's just important to keep your eyes on the ceiling.
When the tunnels they were building ran into the mountains, Iverson and his colleagues took samples and installed a lot of monitors. What they found was that it's not the bumpy mountains that keep glaciers like this one where they are, but the friction caused by the dirt and loose rocks stuck in between the mountain and the ice.
What our data indicate is that that effect is a whole lot larger than we thought it was.
Glaciers around the world are shrinking right now. Many scientists think it's a result of global warming, and they're trying to predict the effect of future climate change on these rivers of ice. Geologist Richard Alley of Penn State University says the new findings will force experts to go back and re-examine their predictions.
The rules that we had in the computers that we were using to tell you what the future holds weren't right, and it won't completely change what we tell you about the future, but if you want to know just where they're going to be, just when, it's going to change that.
Alley says it's crucial to remember that glaciers do not always change at a glacial pace. For example, some of them fall apart all at once after shrinking to a so-called threshold size. Iverson's findings may help scientists find those thresholds.
It raises some interesting questions about whether if we make things a little warmer and a little wetter, whether they'll go a lot faster.
Iverson says he needs to dig more tunnels through the ice to confirm his early findings. He'll do that next year when he returns to Norway. He's not looking forward to the layer of muck and rocks he'll find at the bottom of the ice cap, but the job does have its moments. Most of those moments come when Iverson tunnels away from the mountain into the blue, translucent glacial ice.
I think the most beautiful thing is after we're done melting these tunnels and we let the steam from the drill clear.
At moments like those, Iverson says he feels like he's standing in the middle of a diamond. John Nielsen, NPR News.